This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. LGBTQ artists have long explored identity through representational images that make clear statements. But the 20 artists in a show at the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art are working with abstraction. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports on what kind of statements they're making through the use of color, shape, and form.
Jared Ledesma is assistant curator of the Des Moines Art Center, and when he was in graduate school, he says he closely studied the work of Felix Gonzalez Torres. The openly gay artist, active in the 1980s and 90s, created abstract sculptures and photographs, often inspired by AIDS. He used materials like strings of beads and stacks of paper.
And as time went on, I kind of kept this mental Rolodex of artists who, like Felix, were looking at abstraction.
When Ledesma moved from the West Coast to Iowa nearly 3 years ago, he says the Art Center encouraged him to organize a show about queer subject matter and queer themes.
And I was like, this is it. Like, this is my opportunity to do a show on queer abstraction. And I jumped on it.
The Nerman Museum's executive director, Bruce Hartman, reached out to Ledesma to bring that show here. Hartman wanted to add a few more artists with ties to Kansas City, like Matthew Willie Garcia and Bo Hubbard.
Welcome, everyone, to this final Third Thursday program of the fall semester.
On a recent weekday, the Nerman's auditorium was packed for the artist talk. Bo Hubbard studied painting at the Kansas City Art Institute, and he's done performance-based work with the queer artist collective Alter Art Space. Hubbard now creates rugs through machine tufting. Showing a short video clip, he describes how, after he finishes gathering clusters of yarn, he sculpts an uneven surface.
This is a sheep shear, literally used to shear sheep. So going in and using that machine and also working a lot with hand cutting to bring out some of these forms, to have the surface texture move in and out, much like the imagery inside of the rug.
His all-white rug with 40 different shades of white hangs on the wall at the Nerman. It's called Moonflower, named after a white flower that blooms at night.
Thinking about my younger days as a teenager, living in Oklahoma City, going out to our one street, 39th Street, starting to participate in a queer nightlife, almost being a different person at nighttime.
Matthew Willie Garcia studied printmaking at the Art Institute, and he's an MFA candidate at the University of Kansas. To introduce his work, he read a love poem he'd written for his partner.
It's an idea within quantum mechanics called quantum entanglement that is what I think is one of the most romantic ideas. And I just kind of wanted to set that as the mood for where my work is coming from. It's about love and it's about acceptance and it's about a weird queer space that I wanted to develop.
In the new media gallery at the Nerman, Garcia's installation transports the viewer with three prints on a wall with projected images.
And this kind of beautiful idea of this flexing, curving, undulating form that is created by space and time.
Works in the exhibition are upstairs and downstairs at the Nerman. There's a purple wall that stretches across the lobby like a stage backdrop. Curator Jared Ledesma says Tom Burr's remake of Richard Serra's Tilted Arc is called Deep Purple.
So what Tom Burr is doing with his wall, his kind of tilted wall, Deep Purple, is he's queering it. He's queering Tilted Arc. And this is really important because a lot of artists in the show are thinking about queer as not only a noun, but as a verb, as this idea to kind of subvert this history of art that's connected to straight white male artists.
To enter the first floor galleries, you have to walk through Felix Gonzalez Torres's beaded blue curtains.
This idea of a passage from one world into another. And that's how I really see it for the show as well, as kind of you're leaving one space and then entering kind of a new kind of queer world.
And when visitors enter this world, Ledesma says he hopes all preconceived notions about abstraction and its queer possibilities will be left behind. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The exhibition Queer Abstraction runs through March 8th at the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art in Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. The campus is on winter break through January 1st.